Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Blaze Your Own Trail podcast. My name is Jordan Mendoza. I'm your host, and I've got a very special guest today. His name is Renee Remsick, and I'm going to have him tell you a little bit about who he is and what he does today.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm looking forward, so let's do it.
Yeah, so if you could just share with the audience, you know, 30 quick seconds, who are you, what do you do today, and where are you actually from?
Yeah, so I am based in Slovakia. I am from Slovakia, but I traveled to the US and UAE all across the world for work. And I'm a full-time content creator. I have a personal brand around AI, focused on AI. I am on all platforms you can imagine, from Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn. And I also own some faceless pages. So in total, it's like 2.3 million followers. And organically, I got over 500 million views in the past 2 years. And recently, I even started doing software. And as of now, we have like 3 softwares built in the couple of months, and we're working on the 4th one.
That's great. Awesome. Yeah, appreciate you sharing that context. And I know the audience is going to get excited towards the end of the episode to learn how you've built some of these products. You know, with the evolution of technology, things can be built in days versus months or years now. So it's going to be exciting to chat about that. But my favorite part of the show, Renee, is really taking a rewind and getting deep context into my guest's story and their journey. So you mentioned you're from Slovakia. So let's talk about the early years. You know, where actually were you raised? What city? And what kind of kid were you? What did you get into as a kid? Were you into sports? Were you into more of the academic side? Just want to get some context.
That's so deep. I actually didn't expect to ask a question like that. So to start off, I was born and raised in a small city near the capital city. I am living in the capital city of Slovakia, which is Bratislava, since I'm like 12 years old. But I was living in a town which is called Pezinok, and it had like 20,000 people. And I was always kind of an introverted kid, I would say, until I was like maybe 20-something-ish year old. And yeah, I think you got that right, that I liked doing sports, all kinds of sports. So it's kind of built the competitiveness in me. But it was also kind of destroyed by, you know, I wasn't really the normal kid. I looked different than most people. Like, I had this crazy hair, and my classmates, they were kind of a skinheads, you know. So they were picking up on me. I was bullied for several years. And everywhere I went, I didn't really feel like I fit in. But as I got older, you know, it just got better. You learn life and you start rolling it with it. And of course, learning English was one of the best decisions of my life. So shout out to my dad for that, because he was, you know, giving me a lot of lessons when I was just a teenager. And thanks to that, I was able to travel, not just like for trips, but for studying. So I was in college in Denmark, then I went to Erasmus in Portugal. And after I finished school, I had little chill time, I would say. Like, I didn't really do anything. So I jumped into like artistic things. So I was in a band playing a guitarist. I also wrote poetry books, and I was also a painter, but like paintings, but also a painter, like painting white walls, you know, as a work for a few months. I wanted to do a business out of that. And even before, like, I was doing forex trading, multi-level marketing as a teenager. So like, there was always something going on that I wanted to do, but it just wasn't the right field, I would say, and I didn't have enough experience to succeed. So
sure.
The background is mainly, I would say, like, I have a lot of background in finance, in art. It's a crazy mix, I would say, but it's true. And in the past 10 years also, social media. So I started posting probably the first time when I was like 16, maybe, literally like focus on content creation, not just posting like a normal person, but I had a Facebook page when I was 16, and then just, you know, tried several things. Now to like talk about the content creation journey, Let's pause it
for a second, because there's a lot to unpackage. So you're playing sports in school. So share a little bit about what sports did you play? And then, you know, what would you say were some lessons that you extracted from the sports that actually you think add value to the business world today?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely the competitiveness, the drive, you know, the fire inside you. The sport just builds that. So I was doing basketball. I was doing dancing for like maybe half a year, a year. And I did boxing a little bit. Gym is probably my long-term sport that I do like ever since I was 14. Now I'm 28. So half of my life I'm working out.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Yeah, sports definitely brings out competition. You know, it teaches you discipline, you know, leadership, you know, respect, things like that. And, you know, I've been dancing since the mid-90s. I've been breakdancing and also I still teach breakdancing. So I've been doing that now for, you know, 30 years, which is a lot of fun. And there's so many lessons that come from being able to do something that is really artistic. You know, a lot of it comes from being able to think on your feet. And then there's so much athleticism you have to have. You have to have upper body strength, and it's basically calisthenics. You know, breakdancing is almost 100% calisthenics. But for me, it's almost like poetry. You know, you're able to show people what you're thinking based on the beat that you're hearing. And so for me, it's very expressive. And that seems like the type of personality that you are. It's like you have this idea and you just want to create, you know, whether that's you want to paint something or you want to go do something or you want to go build something, you know. And so what do you think, was there people around you that you grew up with that also had a similar mindset to that? Or is this something that you just kind of picked up naturally?
A fun fact, by the way, I did hip hop dancing. So it's very close to what you do. And yeah, it's kind of artistic. I didn't really grow up in a business environment, I would say. Like, I only remember having one friend, and he was kind of his father was in a business. Not so much. He was still employed, but he kind of did things on the side. But as he grew older, they just, you know, did real estate, all kinds of things. So that was probably my first introduction probably into the world of business, because my family, there's no entrepreneur. It's lawyers, doctors, you know, classic family, I would say. And I always felt like a black sheep. So I was just looking for the thing that I want to do. And now I found it. But it took a lot of time to get into the right circles, I would say, because there are entrepreneurs even in this country, but it's the mindset is so different. You know, every time I come to the US, I love it. People just have the drive, you know, and they see the possibilities. They're optimistic. Here, people kind of, you know, put themselves down with the mindset, and even their friends, they don't think like big things are possible. You know, they were also telling me sometimes like, you're too crazy or whatever, you know. Now I make 5 figures a month what they make in a year. So never really been in that environment, but since I started traveling, it helped tremendously. And connecting with people online that also do what I do, or are, you know, even above me, like they already achieved great things. If you're able to get in touch with them, that's worth $1 million.
Yeah. Yeah. Your network is your net worth, you know, and it's a lot of the times it's not about what you know, but it's about who you know, who can introduce you to the right people, who can get you on the right stage, the right conversation. And that's something that, you know, I have known that and have really tried to travel in that path for a few decades now. And it's only served me well, because I've built multiple businesses and done some pretty incredible things globally. And to your point, it wouldn't have happened without strategically networking. You know, you have to put yourself out there. You can't be afraid to ask questions of people, because what most of you are afraid of is actually shouldn't be a fear, because most people are pretty open to conversation. Are there going to be some jerks out there? Absolutely, because there's bad people everywhere. But it's really, it's just a numbers game, right? If as long as you reach out, and I always tell my clients, try to add some value first. Hey, how can I help you? Hey, I've got this resource for you. I'd love for you to check this out. And if you lead with value, that's going to get you so much further than trying to lead with your sales pitch or something like that.
So true. That's how I got connected to some people. I just, you know, helped them without asking for anything. I just showed them, hey, I did you a promo here. And they were like, oh my God, thank you. And we just connected.
That's it. You know, so we come from pretty different generations in the sense that, you know, when I was a teenager, there was no social media, you know, phones were just coming out. I still had a landline in my house, you know, so the landscape was a little different when it came to marketing. Marketing was done business to business, door to door, over the phone, telemarketing. So talk a little bit about, you know, for people that might be from my generation or prior to that, what it's like now to prospect where you literally don't have to leave the comfort of your home, right? You can just get on the internet, get onto one of these digital playgrounds, and you can just have communication 24 hours a day. So talk a little bit about how has that added value to your business by contextually understanding each of these platforms, because all of them are different. They're all very robust. They all have different algorithms. They all have different methodologies and tactics and strategies. So what was it about them that A, fascinated you? And then what was your strategy in the early days versus what we're doing now? Because AI has just shifted the landscape dramatically.
Oh yeah, that's a big one. You don't need to be on every platform, honestly. I am almost on all platforms because it's my work, you know, personal brand. If you have a personal brand, then you should try to be on as many platforms as possible, because a lot of people know this, but they're just lazy to do so. And you can just repost the same content on several platforms and you never know where it will blow up. So that's what I would mainly say. Like, I post threads on X, Facebook, and threads by Meta. Simple posts, always on 2-3 platforms minimum. Also Reels. So that's like the first thing. And when it comes to the reach, like, I don't remember whatever I tried to contact brands for collabs. In the past 1 to 2 years, they always come to me, and not just brands. I get invites on conferences, freelancers that actually now work with me in my team, they reached out to me. So you can get in contact with anyone by just making content. If you have big reach, people just come to you. And that's probably the best part, one of the best parts of social media, that you basically just create content continuously, and you connect with people, reply to them in comments, and you just build out this huge network for like people you want to work with or deals with brands, etc. So if you want to have a personal brand, I would say start at least on like 3-4 platforms. Either choose whether you want to start with video content only, or if you want to start with text content only, because doing both is really a lot, you know? So I would say start with one format first, and when you can afford it to, then you can expand. But if you're a business owner and you have like a team, you know, it's easy. You can just give them the task to create the content for you, post it, repurpose it. But still, someone has to know how to do it. So that's why people hire our agencies, right? But for me, luckily, it's not that hard because I know what things I want, what kind of content, what kind of style. Like the taste for my content, I just say what I want and they do it. But if you're a business owner and you can afford to invest thousands of dollars in people, you still have to tell them like what to do, or hire an agency, but they're kind of more expensive. But like the best path for most people is just, you know, create a Facebook account, LinkedIn account, X, and just start posting your thoughts, hijack news, and just be consistent. Whatever you post, like the consistency adds up. It's literally a snowball effect. So yeah. Did I answer?
Yeah.
all the questions.
Great advice. Yeah, great advice and great tips for people. And that's actually where I really started building my personal brand, was on LinkedIn. This is back in 2019. I think I had like 7,000 connections or followers. And by the end of 2019, I had grown to 20,000. And to your point, how did it happen? Well, I just started showing up and I started adding value and I started giving tips and advice around the areas of expertise that I had. And before I knew it, I had a whole NBA stadium full of people that were following me. And now you fast forward to today, 60,000 something people on LinkedIn and 18,000 people read my newsletter. So it is something that will eventually compound over time, but it's not going to compound from the sidelines, which means you have to take action. You can't blaze trails from the bench. You know, you have to actually go create. You've got to not be afraid to put yourself out there. You know, you're going to look silly at first. You're going to sound silly at first, but you will get better over time as you put in the reps every day.
Hell yeah. The reps are underrated. Some people think that posting like once a day is going to make a difference. But I see people that post 10, 20 times a day, you know. So, I mean, there are different strategies, but like volume is key. We have to agree on that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the guy that connected us, Austin Armstrong, he's one of the guys that will tell you, hey, if you want to grow exponentially, you know, go 10 plus posts per day and you're going to see a drastic shift and change. And, you know, I mean, it actually, success leaves clues, right? If you look at his accounts on all the different platforms, what do you see? Well, he's blown up on all of them. So he's doing something right. And so for me, whenever I learn from somebody, I always want to take that information and go test it. Like go put it to the test, put it out and say, man, what's the difference if I put out two or three or four or five posts versus just one? And in my testing, I have seen that everything changes, right? The algorithm shifts and the impressions go up, the views go up, the comments go up. It's just kind of like this compound effect, like you said.
Exactly. And Austin is a great example
for this. Yep, absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about, for people out there that, you know, they're just getting started. You know, they grew up like you, where maybe they were more an introvert and they didn't really want to put themselves out there. But with the tools and the technology you mentioned earlier, you had some faceless channels. So knowing that that's an option, you know, what would be maybe the first three steps you would say to somebody they're in the very beginning of their trail? You know, they haven't blazed anywhere yet, but they're like, you know what? I'm super inspired by Renee's journey. And I feel like if I do some of the things that he advises me on, I could see some success. So what would your advice be to that person?
Well, the first thing I would consider definitely is to look at the fact that where am I at right now? Am I a creator or do I have a business? Because if you're a creator, you just pick a niche that you're interested in. Nowadays, it's mostly AI, but you know, it can be anything that you're good at. So if you're, you know, a fitness trainer, you can just start making cool videos and create an online business out of that, plus get more deals and possibly even sponsorships if you have following. But if you don't have like a skill like that, that would be worth representing your personal brand, you basically start from zero as a creator and just start making content about something that's fascinating for you and that could bring eyeballs. You know, if you're a business owner, you already have a business, so you want to use the content to bring eyeballs on your business, which is the best, you know, scenario, because you already have the business, you just need the views. For me, it was starting as a creator first because I wasn't sure who am I, you know, what I do. So I started getting views first, build up following, started getting first brand deals, then jumped into affiliate marketing, then also started building digital products. Now I'm in SaaS. So it's, you know, continuously going and I'm accumulating all kinds of incomes as well as my, you know, following grows, income grows. But definitely, if you don't know where to start, just pick a niche and dedicate yourself to posting like really often for many months. And don't stop there. You know, check what you did, what had views, what had engagement, and improve it. I still, after several years, sometimes I'm not sure if this is going to work, you know, if this is good enough. So I always do this kind of analysis of what worked, what didn't work, and what works, you repeat that, you know, you repost the same thing even, or do it differently this time, but the same concept. So for example, on Threads, I don't know if it's like an algorithm hack or what, but I got like 10 million views in the past 30 days on Threads. And that's simply because there were a few content pieces like videos and simple posts that really worked. It got like 1 million views, one post. So I simply posted the same thing after a week and it went viral again. So this is like one of the best hacks you will find and the easiest and most effective, reposting the same thing several times. So yeah, these are my probably thoughts on that. But if you have a business already, you just need to, you know, start making regular content, try paid ads or whatever, you can play around. But yeah, starting from zero is really like, as a creator who doesn't have any business, that's probably the biggest challenge because you have to build out everything from scratch. So I would just take it day by day. Although, you know, we now have AI agents and stuff. I'm playing around with OpenClaw, which is, if you haven't heard, it's viral as hell. Some kind of personal AI assistant that basically can do tasks like humans can do on your computer. It's just a bit complicated to set up and you know, there are risks on security breach or whatever. So you got to be careful with that. But with this technology, it will be easier than ever to start personal brands or companies and much more.
Yep, absolutely. Perfect. Appreciate that, those tips, and those are going to be super helpful for people. And one of the things that you had mentioned earlier is you've now built some SaaS products. You've got some technology. Talk a little bit about what made you want to get into developing your own products. Was it you've seen other products in the marketplace and said, you know what, I can do that too. Let me try it. Or was it, hey, there's some very specific problems that I want to help solve. So I'd love to get your insights there. And then, of course, tell the audience a little bit about each of these tools. And I'm going to make sure that we put them in the show notes. So if folks want to go check them out after listening to the episode, then they can do that as well.
All right. Yeah. And I'm, of course, biased here because it's my tools, but you know, I'll be honest about the whole thing. And that brings me back to the faceless pages as well. So it's all kind of an ecosystem play for me, if it makes sense. Because I started with a personal brand, just making videos. Then I expanded and started making a newsletter and started doing threads and posts. Then I also started a faceless page, which is, you know, these carousel types on Instagram, which you see around AI. So in that format, then I got another one. And by the way, you don't even need to grow it from zero. You can acquire one, you know, rebrand it, and then just monetize it. Like I bought a one because one guy didn't know how to monetize it. He didn't know how to make money with it. So I, you know, created this cool brand. Now it's called Blue Viper. And before that, it was called something with Python. And just posting memes, you know, and now it's a brand. It's not just an Instagram account. Also with the second one, it's called Money Trends. Before it was like money making online dot 10,000, weird username, too long, bad PFP, and the content was just, you know, not good. So I just made it better. And now my ecosystem got bigger, you know, it wasn't just my personal brand, it was Faceless Pages. Now I'm also starting a newsletter for Blue Viper, which is basically a page about coding, vibe coding, and other AI developments. And my goal is, you know, make this ecosystem bigger and bigger, so it kind of supports each other in all places. So regarding the tools, I like the fact that SaaS is very scalable. You know, we don't have $1 million SaaS software here. We only got like a few thousand signups on each tool. It's not crazy viral or huge, but we're getting a lot of positive feedback. So the first one is a viral thread writer or post writer with also image generation and templates for, you know, posts and threads. So it's really easy to, you know, you can steal, basically copy paste the templates and post it on your social media or get inspired, recreate them or on your own style, or enter a topic and it will create any kind of content for you. So we basically removed the barrier where you have to prompt very good to make very good content, you know? So it's basically trained on my viral voice. So that was our first software. It's called viralsky.ai. And we basically made it available just for $5 with the basic plan. Then we started a food intolerance and allergy app, which is like still active, but it wasn't really an ecosystem play because everyone follows me for social media tricks, you know, AI hacks, marketing hacks. So about app, about this topic wasn't really, you know, good for my audience. So we immediately said, we're going to try make like 5-10 different softwares and see which one works the best. So first we created Foodient, then ViralSky, then we created SkySnail. That it's a YouTube thumbnail generator, also a real cover generator. And basically the YouTube thumbnails can also be used as images for Facebook posts or like threads, because I noticed they work really well on Facebook. I just posted, you know, a YouTube thumbnail image, a two-sentence hook. I put the link in my YouTube video below and it got like hundreds of thousands of views. Like it brought a few thousand views just on video from that single post. So it's an ecosystem play, you know, having these content creation tools. But it's also something I feel like I can do really well because we prompt all of it. So, you know, I generated a lot of views in my time from text content. So that's why we made the thread writer or post writer. By the way, even recently, I'm using it kind of daily myself, and just one post got 2 million views. I just created it, posted it. It got 2 million views on how MrBeast became a billionaire. And now we're making it an affiliate platform, because there's a lot of people that have softwares, you know, and they need an affiliate provider. And affiliate marketing is one of the most effective ways to promote your software. So we feel like this is also a great part of our ecosystem, because we will also put our softwares there, the content creation ones, and we will onboard many other people that just want to grow their revenue with affiliate marketing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah, I appreciate you sharing context around these tools and the one that's kind of on the roadmap for getting created. And all of them, I could see them integrated in your ecosystem. It makes a lot of sense on why these tools would be part of your business, because these are also the things that you're helping people with, right? So if you can coach them and resource them and make it easier for them and create lack of friction, like not having to prompt, because not everybody understands prompts. Actually, I would say 95% of people don't understand prompts. So if you create a tool that removes that piece of it, then I think that's going to go a long way. And thumbnails, most people are terrible. I'm terrible at thumbnails, so I'll be checking the tool out. You know, we have to know like what we're good at, what we're not. And when we have tools that make it easier, like to me, I'm all about working smarter and not harder. That's why, like, I've built for my coaching students, I built my own learning management system, because Kajabi and Circle and Mighty and all these other tools, they just didn't have everything that I wanted. So what did I do? I said, well, if I can't find it, I'm just going to build it. And so now my students have a robust platform and your member portal, and I've got all the admin functions that I need to create it. And now that's going to be eventually white labeled and maybe acquired down the road, right?
That's cool.
You know, what you've been doing is awesome, because it shows people that if you have an idea, really the only barrier in 2026 is, what are you going to do about it? You know what I'm saying? There's no longer like, I need a bunch of money, I need a bunch of time, and I need a bunch of people. Those barriers are now gone. Like I've literally created, I don't know, 7 websites in the last 3 weeks. You know, why? Because I can, because speed is here. So for anyone that's using the excuses, like there isn't enough information or you don't have time or you don't have money, let's just eliminate those guys. And so I want you to share, Renee, where's the best place you want people to go after the episode to get in touch with you? Because I know they're going to get value. They might say, I really need to learn some of this stuff because I have all these great ideas and I don't want them just to go nowhere.
Well, yeah, there are many tips I can give you where to start. So I would say, but I want to be clear here. I didn't vibe code all these tools, okay? Because a lot of people brag like I vibe coded this. I could, like a basic version of what we have, I could. But since I want it really, really, really good looking, you know, and I want to focus my time on building new products, you know, working with customers, etc. So I hired a developer many months ago. Well, hired. He's my co-founder now. And so I hired a developer for this. So you can vibe code basic versions of even what we do. But having a developer is something that will, you know, separate you from the herd, because anyone can now vibe code a software, but not anyone can vibe code a really, really good software. So that's probably, I think, good to know before you start, you know, creating anything. And regarding the tips, I would say think about like what you need first. Everyone needs some kind of a tech stack. You don't need to use 500 AI tools. You probably already know this, right? You don't need to test every single day a new tool. For example, me, I like to try new tools on Mondays because I'm energized after weekend. So I spend several hours after dinner just doing what I want, playing around like a kid. Yesterday, I was playing with OpenClaw at midnight. So, you know, put a time on testing new tools. But first, you need to find your tech stack. And for me, you know, if you're going to be on Instagram posting videos, you need DM and comment automation. And there are many tools for that. I use BooSend. I switched from ManyChat, which is very popular, because you only have one Instagram account under the subscription and the cost rises as you go viral. So 1 month, I even paid $250, you know, for 1 month just for this. And this tool, BooSend, they have like a fixed monthly subscription and you can connect multiple Instagram accounts. So it's perfect for me. You know, I have like 3, 4, 5 accounts. So that's regarding the Instagram automation. I would say you also need a tool for all the image and video generation, right? There are tools like Higgsfield, FreePic, Luma AI. They have all the best image and video models available. So definitely adopt a platform like that. And what I would definitely recommend is choose the one that has like a canvas feature, white canvas, black canvas, where you can generate all kinds of assets, like 5 images at once or 10 videos at once. FreePic has this, and Hailuo AI, it's like Hailuo AI, that video. It's a Chinese company, and I like this feature. I love this feature because you can prompt the AI, like, I'll give it one image and say, generate 10 images from this, from different angles, like, you know, close up, low angle shot, whatever. And you can just play around and create a lot of stuff from just one prompt instead of going image after image. And the same goes for videos. It can generate 10 videos at once, and then it connect. You can even ask it to put it all together, and you will download it as one file. So that's definitely a content hack, I think, worth, you know, discussing. And then you definitely need, if you have like at least a few thousand subscribers, you should have like a VIP area where you know, connect with your most potential loyal fans, followers, or customers. So ideally, create like broadcast channels on Facebook and Instagram. They have this feature, maybe even TikTok, and only the most loyal fans will join this. And it's almost like a newsletter. So I wanted to say newsletter, do create a newsletter as well. But first create these, because it will be featured on your profile and people can connect there and you can update them with news, anything. So broadcast channels and newsletter, it's the best way to reach people that are just most interested in you as a person, not in like what video you did, what you own, or etc., but you as a person. For that, I myself use Behive. It's Bhiiv, because they have this monetization where you can do ads through their ecosystem and boosts for the newsletter. So you can make extra few hundred dollars a month from just doing that. But of course, you need at least a couple thousand subscribers. And it's kind of an expensive tool, but they also have like link in bio, and you can have up to, I think, 3 newsletters in there. So it's, you know, for me, I'm starting the second one inside soon. So it's kind of worth it. So they have like this whole ecosystem for creators, like newsletter, link in bio, web pages, all stuff like that. But for now, I use Beacons for my link in bio. It's also like a digital store. So I sell all my digital products from there on autopilot, just because people click on my bio. And I think that's like the main package you need, probably like 5 tools. Also, I would say Claude and their projects, or Gems and Gemini. I wouldn't recommend ChatGPT now, because they just got worse over time and Claude just got so ahead. So definitely use projects in Claude, because you can train projects for any use case you want. So I use it for email replying to brands. You know, I use it for social media captions. Even as my advisor for these projects that we have, I created a project for Viral Sky, for example, and I called it Viral Sky Advisor, and I just ask it about anything that I need. But the advantage of doing that, besides an opening a normal chat, you know, in ChatGPT, is that I fed it with a lot of information, all of the information about Viral Sky, and it remembers this information. So anytime I come back, it has the context from the past. So I think I talked about like 5 main 5.
Listen, that was a lot of value. I would say for the listeners, make sure you pause and you write these things down and you go research them and you test them, because, you know, like Renee said earlier, you don't need to do all this stuff at once. You don't need to go and sign up for every one of these tools. What you need to do is understand the stack and then go tool by tool, get, you know, understand it, you know, with YouTube and all the other platforms out there, Reddit. I mean, you can pretty much get all the answers that you need through just community chats and forums and things like that. And I'm sure Renee, I'm about to ask him the best contact information. So if you have questions, I'm sure if you reach out to him too on one of the many platforms he's on, who knows, he might even answer your questions as well. So man, I just want to say, Renee, thanks so much for coming on the show. You've definitely been blazing some trails from the early years and just trying to ideate and create things. And now it's turning into products and services that are actually truly adding value to the new landscape out there. So great job on everything that you're building. I know you're really just getting started, but I'd love for you to share, where can the audience go to find you, whether that's your website, you know, your best social platform. Feel free to share, and we're going to make sure we put it in the show notes as well.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. So if you just search my name, Renee Ramsick, I am almost on all social media. Besides Reddit that you mentioned, I'm just bad with that platform, but I'm on LinkedIn, X, Threads, Facebook, but I probably use Facebook and Instagram the most, because I have the biggest following there. So I really try to, you know, cherish that and focus where the eyeballs are, where the audience hangs out the most. So if you just search my name, you will find it. And you can also check out my faceless pages for inspiration, Blue Viper or Money Trends with the Z. And if you want to start simply with post threads, I would like to invite you to Viral Sky for just $1 for your first month if you use the code GOVIRAL without spaces. So if you like it, you can stick around for $5 or $10 a month, depending on the plan.
Awesome. Appreciate you sharing that. Make sure you guys go to the show notes. We're going to link all the information. If you want to take advantage of that offer and start going viral, then you can check that out. We're going to put the link to his Faceless pages as well as his other social platforms. We just want to make it easy for you guys to connect with Renee. So as we're about to wrap up here, any parting words for the audience, Renee?
I would say focus on like using your time effectively. You can play around with 10 tools, you know, create accounts everywhere, but really try to nail it down, like pick a few platforms from the start, focus on one format first and take it day by day and don't give up, because most creators, you know, don't succeed because they just gave up. I saw it a lot of times. They even had big accounts and they just stopped posting because they didn't get any views anymore so much. And I post even though my views are terrible sometimes. So just show up and, be consistent all the time. Don't give up if this is what you want.
Love it. Great advice. You got to be consistent, folks. Hey, for every listener out there, for those of you that do not know, I opened up our group coaching community, which happens at 1 o'clock Eastern every Friday. If you go to byotgroupcoaching.com for 2026, we've opened the doors. It's completely free. So you don't need a credit card. All you need to do is sign up, byotgroupcoaching.com, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Can't wait to see you in there. We've got close to 50 folks that are in there so far, learning, networking. We do member spotlights. We do Q&As. Actually, Renee, I'd love to have you come in there and teach our community as well. I think they would get value out of some screen sharing and some tips. We were talking offline about that, and that'd be a lot of fun to bring you in that community. So Renee, thank you so much for coming on the show, my friend. Appreciate your time today, and keep blazing your own trail.
Thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to it. Let me know more.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
See ya.